We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
It's the city's first big parade since the pandemic shut them all down. The Columbus Day Parade, heading up Fifth Avenue, starting after 11:30 this morning. Let's go live now to our Carol DiOria. Carol, good morning.
Good morning, and Bridget, the Columbus Day Parade is definitely back. Last year it was virtual, but this year it's the real thing. And the Grand Marshal is Michael Pescucci. He is chairman of Duck Pond Associates. It's a real estate group. And this is, of course, the day to celebrate our Italian heritage. My grandparents came from Sicily and from Naples. And there are a lot of people, of course, here. Dan Nigro is the fire commissioner. He, of course, is Italian. And he summed it up to me. He says, you know, it's all about faith, family, hard work, good food, and fine wine, which I'll gladly drink to that. The feature in this parade, they are honoring the people we lost on 9/11 because this is the 20th anniversary, so there will be a special float for that. We also give a nod to the people we lost in this pandemic, and since this is the first year that we're back for that. And so it's people remembering where they have been and where Italian Americans are going in the future. Bridget?
All right, Carol, we thank you for that report. We'll be with you live through the morning. New York City schools, by the way, are closed today in recognition of Italian Heritage and Indigenous Peoples Day. President Biden has issued a proclamation for both, becoming the first president to recognize Indigenous Peoples Day. And there is a bill in Congress that proposes to make it a federal holiday. There will be experiments going on this month in New York City subways aimed at keeping riders safe. The MTA says, along with MIT, federal researchers from Homeland Security are going to release non-toxic gases into dozens of subway stations from the 18th through the 29th to test the emergency response. Something like this was done in secret back in 1966. Riders didn't find out about the experiment until 1980. The MTA says these tests will be much more transparent. So what does this mean? If you're a subway rider, we'll take a closer live look on 1010 Winds. That's coming up at 12:45 this afternoon. More trouble for Southwest Airlines. The carrier canceled hundreds more flights today. That's after a weekend of big trouble.
More than a quarter of all of Southwest flights were canceled on Sunday alone. The airline blaming bad weather and air traffic control issues, along with a shortage of staff. Hundreds more cancellations today. A couple here that I've already seen at LaGuardia, and I caught up with this man who actually had to spend the night as he trying to get back to Denver.
Yes, they could have been helpful and be like, you know, whatever is going on, they could have tell us, we could have waited a little more and then could have helped us get the information, but very, very tired.
Now, Southwest pilots are denying that this is a sick out in protest to a vaccine mandate the airline's putting into place in a few months, saying that they are true professionals in a statement and they maintain the highest level of responsibility. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here at LaGuardia.
Police are trying to track down the guy who groped a 12-year-old girl on a bus last month in the East Village. This happened in the middle of the afternoon on September 14th aboard an M14D bus at 14th and 1st. The suspect has been identified by the NYPD as 42-year-old Juan Hernandez. Cops have released surveillance images. Police opened fire on suspected robbers in the Flatiron District this morning. Let's get the latest on that from our Sam Liebman.
Officers firing the shots in this case. Police say this all started just before 1:30 when they tried to pull over a BMW on 5th Avenue and 28th Street. The car mounted the sidewalk. The suspects running out. Cops fired, but no one was hit. Luis Soto lives nearby.
Heard like firecrackers, so I know they're gunshots.
One person taken into custody, the other still at large, and a gun was recovered from the car. Nefertiti Taylor, who lives on 28th Street, says there was a lot of noise.
I heard a lot of helicopters. It seemed like it was war.
The NYPD believes these suspects are connected to a string of robberies where they would follow victims out of upscale restaurants, taking their jewelry at gunpoint. In this instance, they believe they were casing the restaurant Pergola for victims right near where two of these incidents happened in August. A very active scene here where police shut down both 28th Street and 5th Avenue to traffic. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in the Flatiron District.
She was a cancer nurse at Bayonne Hospital for 25 years before losing her life in a vicious attack in Times Square. A memorial mass is being held today for 58-year-old Maria Ambrosio at St. Francis of Assisi on West 31st Street. It was scheduled by members of her Philippine-American community. On Friday, Ambrosio was visiting Times Square with a friend when 26-year-old Jermaine Foster allegedly knocked her to the ground. He was trying to get away after stealing somebody's phone. Ambrosio, who lived in Bayonne, suffered a traumatic brain injury and was taken off life support on Saturday. Foster, whose last known address was Irvington, New Jersey, is now facing murder charges. Though the police do not believe that he targeted Ambrosio, the Consulate General of the Philippines says the killing was the latest violence against a Filipino committed by a person who was homeless and mentally ill. Consulate officials want more cops in Times Square and more attention paid to the mental health of the homeless. A community park in Little Italy is about to get an eviction notice from the city. Let's get that story from 1010 Winds reporter Samantha Liebman.
Joseph Reaver's father started leasing the junk-filled lot in the early 90s to display antiques from his showroom, eventually turning it into a public garden.
We've been, since 2013, fighting against what we see as the city pitting a community garden against affordable housing and creating a false choice.
They created a nonprofit to oversee the garden in response, then filed suit to stop the city. Reaver's father died in May, and in September, the city sent notice to terminate the lease, despite the fact they pay $4,000 a month. Reaver says the developer would buy the land for just $1, and the long-term affordability isn't guaranteed.
This garden serves hundreds of thousands over each year because we're open throughout the winter. And it's all at no cost to the city.
Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in Olita.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.